Section 5. The Futility of Learning. Performed by Rhonda Fetterman. When, like a hawk, to dizzy heights I soar, and fain would read and con the mysteries o'er, no guide I find, and back to earth I fall, and leave and enter by the selfsame door. And oft, when young, from teachers I designed to fill with wisdom's lore my youthful mind. But lo, the end of all their lofty themes. We came like water, and depart like wind. Unwilling, helpless, hurried through life's door, and helpless whither when the dream is o'er? Ah, better far to earth I near had come, than come, live, go, and taste of life no more. Then, O my soul, why on this dust bestow the wretched boon of life, the pain, the woe, and all the passions that possess mankind, to leave it dust again whene'er you go? This spirit, freed from mortal bonds, could soar back through the realms of space to heaven's door. Its proper home lies o'er the azure sky, and shame it was to touch this earthly shore. When life first dawned high o'er this mortal cell, long sought my soul where pen and tablet dwell, sought hell and heaven, and heard the Master say, "Behold within thyself the heaven and hell." Heaven is the tranquil joy of inward rest, and hell, the anguish of a soul distressed. The azure sky is but the robe we wear, and Jihun's flood, the tears of hearts oppressed. And earth is but a caravanserai, a resting place of fleeting night and day, the remnant of a feast, where Jamshid sate, the tomb of many a Bahram passed away. Thrust into life without my own consent, thrust back to death with who knows what intent. Arise, bright Saki, fill the cup with wine and drown the burden of my discontent. And on that day, when heaven is rent in twain, and stars grow dim, and shining planets wane, I'll seize the Master by the robe and cry, "Why cast us thus from life to death again?" Ah, would this earth did yield a place of rest to pilgrims by the long, long road oppressed, whence after many a year we might return, as trampled flowers return from nature's breast. Men call the Quran, fount of sacred lore, the word supreme, and hasty glance it o'er. But on the goblet's rim a text is writ that all shall read and ponder evermore. And if your heart life's secret only knew, then knowing death, 'twould know God's secret too. If living, you know not, what will you know when death has come and you're no longer you?